They're known as the Quartet, and tomorrow, officials from the United Nations, the European Union, Russia, and the United States meet in Washington to work on a plan for peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Last June, President Bush delivered a speech on his vision of a two-state solution in the Middle East. His administration's now facing criticism for not pushing that hard enough. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Bush administration and the European Union have far different expectations ahead of Friday's quartet meeting. The Europeans want to release a roadmap for the Israelis and the Palestinians to follow on their way to final status talks. Secretary of State Colin Powell says the quartet members would come as close as they can to agreement on the roadmap, but he made clear the Bush administration, as Israel requested, would put off issuing any plans until after Israeli elections at the end of January.
Because of the Israeli election, to be frank, and because of the number of issues that are before the Israeli public right now, we think it would be wiser in this instance for us to continue work on the roadmap and wait until after the Israeli election is over.
At a news conference with Powell here yesterday, Danish Foreign Minister Per Stig Møller showed more of a sense of urgency. He says Israeli voters should know what the world thinks of the situation.
It's very important that Israel knows that it must end with two states. And it's very important that the Palestinians know that they'll never get the two states if terrorism continues, because then there'll never be the climate in which you can negotiate the final settlements between the two states. There must be built some trust in the middle of all this distrust.
The European Union's foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, expressed a similar level of frustration about the stalled peace process when he spoke to the Center for Strategic and International Studies this week.
The roadmap is clear, but we have not been able to move a single inch the train out of the station.
Solana noted that he'd like to have an American partner working more vigorously on the issue. Secretary Powell did visit the region last April, but Solana says no one of Powell's stature has gone to the Middle East since then to talk about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Privately, European diplomats complain that the administration is too focused on Iraq. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Tony Blair has stepped in and invited Palestinian leaders to London in January to discuss the peace process and progress on reform in Yasser Arafat's government. Many in Washington are welcoming that effort, including Phil Wilcox, a former U.S. Consul General in Jerusalem, who now runs the Foundation for Middle East Peace.
Tony Blair is moving to fill what is at least a temporary diplomatic vacuum here in the absence of a much stronger U.S. leadership.
But ultimately, U.S. leadership is vital and in the U.S. interest, according to former National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski. He sees a potential transatlantic clash because of the Bush administration's reluctance to tackle the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and he warns there is only one way to stop the cycle of violence in the Middle East.
By placing on the table, clearly, with strong international support, a clearly defined outline, not just of a roadmap to nowhere, to some vague outcome, but a plan of where that roadmap allegedly leads, then I think you will be in a position to galvanize and to give substance to a peace process that right now is dormant.
State Department officials are playing down expectations for Secretary Powell's meeting with officials from Russia, the United Nations, and the European Union. As one official put it, there are not any groundbreaking ideas in the new roadmap. Nevertheless, the Bush administration doesn't want to see the ideas grow stale or become the target of criticism in an Israeli election campaign. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.